Blog Talk Radio.
On Wheels Now.
Welcome to On Wheels Now, your inside look at local motorsports. Live from Las Vegas. Want to thank everybody for joining us. Beautiful day outside, and of course, we are the longest-running motorsports show in Las Vegas. So, something to be proud of. Over 5 years. So,
hands down.
Put that out there.
Hands down.
So, hosting tonight, the one and only JJ Nunn. What's happening?
Not much.
Not much, but a lot. So,
long day, of course.
Yeah, that's easy.
I just know if it was easy, everybody would do it.
What he's talking about is circle track racing at its finest moment.
I think he's talking about racing, period.
Yeah, I guess it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter what form.
Yeah, that's true. That is true.
If it was easy, everybody would be doing it.
That's true. So.
Trials and tribulations.
Now, just when you think you made a couple steps forward, you hit the wall.
No. You take two steps forward, you take one step back. You don't want to hit the wall.
Actually, yeah, no. I know, but that's usually not what happens. One step forward, two steps back.
I've done that too many times. Yeah. Walls don't move.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and some of the problems you come up with when you're working on it, you know, your race cars and stuff like that in the garage is to run across these problems in the garage so you don't have to have them out at the track. So, you know, things could be worse.
Just the season.
Yeah, exactly. Everybody's working on their cars. I mean, it's right around the corner. You're talking a couple weeks, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Speaking of that.
Yes, 25th.
Man.
Is what it is.
Also, controlling the board here, of course, hosting also the man on a mission, Gary White.
How are you guys doing?
Hey, we're all smiling. Good, bad, or ugly, we're all smiling.
It is what it is.
All I've got to say is welcome to racing.
Yeah, exactly. You know,
it is what it is.
I mean, what else are you supposed to say? You tackle the problems as they come along, so... Anyways,
or sit there and cry about it. One of the two,
right?
Fix the problem or cry about it.
Exactly.
Just keep on fixing.
You cry about it, or you go forward.
That's right.
You got to keep on fixing.
Yeah. So,
you get it right.
There's been worse.
You try new things, and sometimes they work. Sometimes they don't work, and you just keep on moving forward. You learn. You know, the big thing is you learn from your mistakes.
Exactly.
You know.
That's why we want to make racing great again.
We're working on it.
So go forward.
All right.
I'm sorry I even said that. So we'll move on. I guess I heard
you tapped my house. you wiretapped my house.
We'll investigate that.
Okay.
We're going to get away from all that. I guess might as well start, get to it right now. I'm sure on Facebook and everything else, on a crappier note, everybody knows the announcer at LVMS is going through some issues. Chris
Walterman. Yes.
And there's a link to GoFundMe page if it's floating around out there. Mikey was kind of upset with me because I didn't share it and stuff like that, but he did post something on our On Wheels Now Facebook wall as a guest. There's a link there if you don't already have it. Go to facebook.com/ On Wheels Now, and you can click on that GoFundMe page link. So I haven't done anything yet, but I plan on it. I just haven't gotten to that yet. So.
Chris has had heart problems.
Correct.
You know, not this past banquet before. He still made the banquet with a heart monitor.
Exactly.
Well, at this point right now, he needs a heart transplant.
Yeah.
So he is in our prayers.
Absolutely.
Along with his family. And let's hope he gets that heart and a full recovery.
Right. And that, and the GoFundMe page is not just for medical bills, but it's for the family to be able to travel and to stay. Of course, you know, with Chris being in the hospital, he can't work and make money. So they got to get funds somehow. And that's one way. So make sure you go there and give what you can. $1, $2, $100, $10,000.
It all adds up.
Exactly. It all adds up.
I can't even imagine what a hospital bill like that is going
to
be.
Well, exactly. And then the thing is, too, the family needs to be there. He's up in Utah to be able to travel up there and stay up there. And the accommodations for them that are not cheap. So, and we all know the worst place to be is laying in a hospital and having your family there worrying about you. So, you know.
Yeah.
I know.
Been there, done that.
Exactly. We all have, and it sucks. So
one way or another, it affects us. And, you know, he's big part of our LVMS family out there.
Absolutely.
So he's the voice of the Bullring.
Yeah.
Along with Hannah Rickard. So
yeah.
Let's hope he gets that heart real soon.
Exactly. Yeah, and like you said, not only ours but everybody's prayers are with him and you know, standing behind him, and it's all we can do right now. I'd say, you know, hope he keeps a positive attitude, but he always does. So
always
you don't
did.
Have to tell him that, you know.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Always an upbeat guy.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, I'm sure his listeners are up there in Utah. He has a radio show.
Absolutely.
And he's missing airtime with that. I'm sure his listeners are curious as to where he is. So all we can do is wish him the best.
Absolutely. So anyway, that's, again, you know, things that's life. So, but we're fortunate to be bitching about
the weather,
problems with our race cars, problems
yeah.
with how great the weather is,
yes,
and crap like that.
Yes, we are. There's always somebody worse off than you out there.
Right. So we'll move forward from that. You know, a lot of racing, obviously, speaking of LVMS coming up, but you can go to LVMS.com. The big boys are in town this week.
Hey, starts with Thursday and Friday, World of Outlaws.
Absolutely, man. If you haven't seen the World of Outlaws, you got to go.
On the half mile?
Thursday.
Oh, yes.
And that's Thursday night is when the World of Outlaws are going to be
Thursday night, that's when it starts.
Yeah.
They're running Thursday and Friday, and boy, do they have some lineup for that. I can tell you that.
And they're bringing back the NASCAR Holler Parade.
Oh, I thought I saw that on TV.
They're bringing back the Holler Parade Thursday at 6 p.m. on the strip.
Maybe we could sneak in there at the tail end and drive behind the convoy.
Yeah.
Put our name on the side of the trailer.
Yeah, right.
Oh, watch out. JJ's wheels are spinning. He's bound to have the cops chasing one way or the other.
Yeah, for the World of Outlaws, Thursday, March 9th, the grandstands open at 5 o'clock. And they're going to have 360 sprint car heat races, then World of Outlaw heat races. Then IMSA Modifieds are out there also. The sprint car A feature, then 360 car A feature, and then they close out Thursday with the modified feature, and then they do it all again
on Friday
night. So it'll be two great nights of racing out there, 360 sprints, the Outlaws, and the IMSA Modifieds.
See, and I didn't know that. I thought it was just a one night Thursday night thing. So it's actually Thursday and Friday night.
Thursday and Friday night. Yep. Friday, pit gates open at 2 and grandstands open up at 5 also.
Sweet.
So go check it out.
Dirt racing at its best.
Start your dirt on Thursday and Friday and then head over to 1.5 mile and go check out the Xfinity and the Monster Cup.
Saturday
and
Sunday.
It's a full weekend of racing.
Oh, man. All right, I'm out of here. I'm going to go start now. They got to be practicing or something.
Now, aren't the modifieds down in Havasu also, the Lucas
Oil? Oh, that's
Oil?
This weekend, yeah. I think they
the
are, 11? Actually. That's the Lucas Oil. Yeah, it is. I think that is this weekend.
And then the Dirt Mods are down in Pahrump for $3,000 to win. Is that right?
$3,000 to win.
On Saturday.
What are they calling that? I don't remember.
Storm and Mormon.
Yes, Storm and Mormon.
Storm and Mormon race for the Dirt Mod.
Play
so you
here.
Got
3,000 to win.
3,000. So you got, I guess Chad's banking off of the Thursday and Friday night of the IMSA mods out at the half mile and trying to draw them down Saturday on the 11th to run the Storm and Mormon race.
Right, so they didn't do the duel after this year, did they? This past
the day after the duel.
Day
no,
after
they
the
didn't.
Duel. Wonder what happened there.
The Storm and Norman race is 3,000 to win, 1,500 for second,
nice.
And 750 for third.
So Mark Allison, easy pickings there.
Fourth is 600, fifth is 500, and sixth is 400, and seventh through 18th is 300.
Oh, almost arrive and get some tow money, huh?
See, that's what we're looking for, is where we can take our bombers to race Thursday, Friday, okay, and then go race Saturday night also, and then come home Sunday. You know?
Why not, right? You're
speaking my language.
Yeah, exactly. And be able to do that every weekend.
That would be nice. Roll out, you know, take a week off from work. Roll out Monday, Tuesday, show up Wednesday, race Thursday, Friday, Saturday, roll home Sunday, and then die. Then call in sick.
Right, call sick Monday, right?
All I've got to say is that working shit gets in the way of my racing. So.
Yeah, exactly.
No kidding.
But you got to have those,
tell me about
those,
it.
Those greenbacks to pay for. Yeah. So.
No kidding. Tell me about it.
And that if anybody's thinking about that Storm and Norman race in Plump, it's a it says 5 p.m.
Oh,
I don't know what it. No. It just says March 11th, 2017 at 5 p.m. So.
And they got, what are they running along with them? Super stocks, outlaw carts, and the mini stocks?
Hobby stocks.
Hobby stocks.
Super stocks, mini stocks, and mini dwarfs.
Mini dwarfs.
Yep.
Okay. Cool. Packs and pack. The whole weekend starting.
Absolutely.
Thursday.
Dang. You've got lots of racing to choose
you have
from
no
this
excuses.
Weekend. That's right.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
And last weekend they had that Met 400.
They had 400. I'm on a little scale. I'm sorry. I was thinking Havasu had a race at the street stock race there. But you're thinking big. So did you catch any of that?
Nope.
What you did?
I did. And nope. I didn't catch none of it. I have a race car I got to work on myself. Sorry, guys, I didn't catch none of it. But I did catch that. Now I just drew a blank on his name. McCachran. Rob McCachran won the trophy trucks.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes, I did catch that. So.
Damn. He caught that. What I got Saturday morning was, are you ready to work? That's what I got.
I thought you were going to the Mint.
That's what I got. Are you ready to work?
The things that we come up with.
Oh, man. I don't want to hear about these.
Yeah.
These could get you in trouble.
Welcome to racing is all I got to say.
So you got the half mile dirt Thursday, Friday. Saturday, Sunday, 1.5 mile pavement, and you can shoot down, catch a dirt track Saturday if you don't go to the Xfinity race down in Pahrump. If you don't want to do any of that, you can head to Havasu and go watch the Lucas Oil Modifieds.
Let me tell you, you will not be disappointed watching the mods on Havasu.
I haven't seen the mods down there, but I've watched a number of YouTube videos.
Oh, yeah.
There's some real tight racing.
Yeah, it's
on
really good
quarter mile flat
absolutely.
Track, man. I mean, really, really tight racing.
These
guys move out of line an inch.
Oh yeah,
and you're going to be trained.
Absolutely,
you're going to be freight trained. You know, you got to hit your marks every single time.
You know, when
down there, they put on a show.
They do
from just watching video. They put on one hell of a show.
Oh, you're going to have to catch them down there live
one
day. Sit in turn four. So they come around there, you're like, oh, crap. Especially when the Gertzmans, with Chris Gertzman used to race down there.
Right.
He would run that outside line
yeah.
consistently. And
well, that's his own track.
That's exactly.
He had that outside line set up on his car. I think he was down to the quarter pound of pressure in his tires and knew where he needed to be with that.
And let me tell you, I don't know how he stayed out of the wall coming out of that quarter. But he used to do it. Good racing down there with the Lucas Oil Modified. You're going to want to catch him.
And that's the 11th.
Yep.
So
we'll be rooting
for... You can go north, you can go south, or you can stay at home.
Hang out here.
And watch racing.
Do you guys...
anybody running Sunday?
I know, huh?
Mind a Sunday race.
Just the big boys. That's about Sunday. It. Just the big boys.
You can go to the go-kart track.
Probably. Hey, there probably is something going on.
I wouldn't be surprised. I haven't looked it up. Would not be surprised if go-karts are running.
You guys going to any of these races at all? No, working on the cars pretty much? Or what's the plan? Do I dare ask?
I'm waiting to come in Saturday and find out.
Turn on the TV Saturday and Sunday. It's
either we got tickets for the 1.5 mile, or we're going to Havasu, or we're going to prom, or it's going to be, are you ready to work?
Right. Surprise.
It's going to be one of those four.
Something's going on, and it's going to be one of those.
Yep.
Do you guys, none of you guys volunteered for the Tim sent out a thing for volunteers?
To drive the truck for the drivers?
Mm-hmm.
Nope. Unfortunately, going to be busy.
I'm not qualified enough for that.
I'd get in trouble if I did that. That's all there is to it. I might just get the wrong driver and
standing in the back.
Have to gun it or
slide around the corner.
Hey, hold on. You're used to doing 190, aren't you?
Yep. Hold on tight.
Those pickup trucks have grab bars. Right? Don't they have grab bars?
Or they should.
If I'm driving one, they should have a roll cage. But
Yes, sir.
Yep. Could have went out there, but we're knocking on the door of race season. So, the joy and fun, because there was free tickets. I had a ticket for two or something in the pits and carte blanche and get to drive a driver around
and that's for Speedway, the children's charity, the Speedway children's charity event. I think people purchased at auction these rides with the driver, and that's what the volunteer work was for, was to drive the drivers with
their van.
Exactly.
That's at Samstown. Isn't that Thursday? I think that's Thursday.
Know. Not sure. Yeah. But
Speedway Children Charity. Yeah, they auction off a bunch of stuff, the drivers, jackets and helmets and
The drivers?
to drive them around.
I'd like to do that at our track. See what our value is to the fans, just to see, right? We'll all stand out there just, we'll see where we rank, right? I'm almost scared to even ask that, so
I'd stand out there. There'd be a sniper in the booth.
I was going to say somebody throwing tomatoes, but you went one step further with a sniper.
We'll know right where JJ is.
Me and you might get hit by the t-shirt cannon maybe or something, but...
There'll be a sniper in the turn four.
And you'll see it's probably... Tim Richter or Dan. Or Tech, right.
Tech. Yeah.
Tim probably, it wouldn't be Tim. It'd probably be Tech. You're right.
My mom told me if I didn't have nothing nice to say, don't say
nothing. The sad thing, you probably...
I'm honest.
The sad thing, you probably see a glimpse and be like, hey, is that Gary? What is Gary shooting me for?
I feel sorry for the guy next to me. He just elbowed me and say, hey, JJ, there's a red dot on your head. And then duck.
Man.
JJ, there's three red dots on your head.
That's pretty bad. I'm curious. Wonder what we would rank with at an auction. Anyways. So you guys didn't volunteer
nope.
for any of that?
No. Busy, man.
I know.
Busy.
Mikey race, did.
Race season is around the corner.
I think me and Mike might do that. So.
Did you volunteer already? Or
yeah. Yep.
You get a response?
Mm-hmm.
Very good. You think you're going to do it, or you got a
response?
Mikey's, yes,
Mikey's,
you are doing
Mikey's
it.
Mikey's going to do it.
Yeah, I'm
trying to see if he's inviting me to go with him.
So he asked. So I'm like, going to wait around and wait around and wait around.
But yeah, Mikey got the response on it. He's going to do it. So. Most likely, I'll be the one if he asks me. Now, he did ask me early on, hey, should I do this? So I was like, yeah, it should be fun.
Why not?
So
just don't go wreck anything.
Well, I happened to check my email 4 days late.
Oh.
I'm sure those volunteer positions are taken.
Yeah, yeah. I'm pretty sure they went within the first few minutes, I'm sure. So.
Yeah. Yeah, he's sending out mass email, and then
they probably
I got to send this out to JJ. I hope JJ doesn't respond.
Well, let's rule it out. Let's see, no bomber drivers. Let's see, no.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
I hope he doesn't respond.
Let's accidentally not send it to JJ. Wait, he don't check his email anyway. Send it to the On Wheels Now email. He won't read that one.
There is one. There's a separate one. No wonder I'm not getting
no.
emails.
No, there's no separate one.
He tells me about these emails, and I'm like, I didn't get that. When did that come through? Oh, that came through last week.
He's got a new smartphone. No, he still don't know how to check his email.
Yeah, that smartphone's been on since we started this show. It's going to have a dead battery here shortly.
I thought it would shut off after so much time. Like my front porch lights, they shut off. Come on, shut
that,
off.
Yeah, that's
my
front smartphone.
Yeah. My front porch lights shut off after 3 minutes, but my cell phone stays on for an hour.
Yeah. Oh, man. New, though. He's got a new battery, so he's good. Until it starts going down after an hour. What the hell happened?
It doesn't shut off. What can I tell you? I got to hit the button. I never had to do that with my other one.
It
automatically
shut off. Well, Gary just said it should go idle by itself. It shouldn't be on.
It stays on.
There's a setting in there you can change.
Oh, Lord, don't get any of those settings.
If you want to call in and coach JJ on how to set up his iPhone.
Give us a call, 702-485-4699. That's 702-485-4699. It's a Bash JJ night.
And tell us what your plans for this weekend are.
Yeah, absolutely.
After you bash JJ.
After, yeah. We want to hear that first, and then we'll move on. But, you know, hey, aside from all the racing.
What time you got to be there?
11:45, I think, on.
That's late.
Saturday. Yeah. Oh.
You're going to have to leave.
Good luck with that traffic.
You're going to have to leave at like 6 in the morning.
You know,
they're at 11.
Really? I mean, they're talking about this year, obviously, being the last year they have this much traffic because of all the closures and stuff.
Did you see the construction out there?
Yes.
I was just out there last week.
Mm-hmm.
Last Friday. And
does anybody know Kyle Busch's number? He uses helicopters out there.
I'm sure everybody and their sister has asked for that.
Just go to Maverick.
Yeah.
That's
exactly.
All. You can stow away in one of the Maverick
helicopters. Try to do flight for life. Hey, can you take me the opposite direction?
If they need dead weight balance.
Yeah, there you go.
I'll throw
you
right in there.
Cool.
That's all.
I'll lay in the back.
I need 175-pound dead weight. You, little guy, come here.
I see where this is going. We'll stop there. Oh, man. I know. Traffic's going to be a nightmare. Absolutely. Supposedly, they're going to have this fixed this year. Obviously, next year, the construction should be done for, like, Spaghetti Bowl and all that. So, but who knows?
Not going near it. So.
It's the first year of the Monster Energy, whatever.
Cup Girls. Cup.
Yep.
JJ will fight the traffic to go see that.
He'll get a camper and spend the night Friday.
There you go.
Actually, that's probably the thing to do is get the camper and just hang out at the track.
Yeah, but I don't even know what those spots go for.
You know, I see once in a while, like on Craigslist or something, they'll have spots a few hundred dollars or so. I'm sure they're all over the place, you know.
I know what a pit box seat is at Martinsville.
Ooh, how much?
$4,557.
Put on your credit card.
for one.
Oh, that's not even about the group. That's for the pull box.
That's
in advance, Jay.
And you, exactly
fourth,
right.
Fourth, if you want to sit on.
We noticed you're from Martinsville.
Surprise!
In a pit box. Okay, one seat is $4,457.
Dang.
You know what pit box that is? I have no idea.
The one by the trash can.
Yeah, exactly.
By the dumpster.
It's the pit dumpster.
Yep.
You know, at Martinsville, you don't want to be in a pit box. You want to be out in the open and feel the energy there. It's a small track, so.
Yeah.
You know?
Now you want to be in the stands.
Yeah, exactly.
About 20 rows up. Let me see the front and back stretch. Mm. We were there.
I know, man.
I was going to say, there's a picture of you on the
stand,
sitting on the stand.
Well, I went up there for a reason, to see exactly right. How many rows up.
That's a good idea.
You need to be.
Yeah.
Okay. It was.
That's a great idea.
It was a reconnaissance mission to figure out. That's why I ran up there.
He's trying to don't drive on the track.
He's trying to see what.
Yeah. And then Gary went and drove on the track.
Don't drive on the track.
Wait, I think we've heard this story now. Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yep.
Check it out.
Never heard that story. Yes, he drove on the track.
Oh, man, and Gary.
They have
My mom said I never listened well.
They have marshals and sheriffs down there.
Yes, they do.
So you will be using disguises when you go back to Martinsville?
I don't know. We're just not going to have the same car.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
We're going to have a damn Toyota this time.
Damn right we are. Well, there is to it.
Man, I remember out here at our Speedway, the Super Speedway, before it was even a Super Speedway, when they were doing construction, you know, they had it blocked off. And I remember just going in there and just looking at this thing like, man, they're going to put all this money into this thing? Are people really going to come here? And obviously, you see who the smart ones are.
Oh, yeah. Mr. Klein.
Yeah, it was amazing that it turned out to be what it is today, you know, that Super Speedway.
We still need two races here, though.
Yeah, they're working on it. They just talked about that. Luckily, all that money trickles down to the bullring. Right? Mm-hmm. Right, guys? All right, we won't even go there, so. But,
You want to go back to the GoFundMe page?
Well, we could go back that far. Like I said, Mikey was pretty mad at me for not posting that, but
it's okay.
Anyway,
Mikey will get over it. He will get over it. Give him some hot cocoa.
It's only been day and a half that news has broke.
Right.
So
they had like $3,300, I think, as of today, earlier. So that's good to see. So anyway,
$3,340.
Wow, yes. Cool. So don't forget about that. Make sure you go there. Mikey posted something on the On Wheels Now Facebook.
Cool.
What you call it? The wall?
The wall.
I don't know, Gary. Gary knows about that stuff. I don't. So, but yeah,
I say Mikey should donate since he's mad.
He did. He did. He did anonymous. So, but a lot of stuff, not just this weekend, the weekend after. There's pre-registration. Is that on the 18th, I believe, for the bullring? The last day for you to go out and register for the local bullring track.
Yep. Get your number, get your pit space, go through tech, get your car checked out.
And
ask questions.
And open practice.
Yes.
Two to five, I believe. Or is it 10 to 5?
I don't remember. 100 bucks.
$100.
10 to 5.
Although you'll probably get quite a few.
First come, first serve.
Yep, absolutely.
That's it. You go on lineup, they place you, and they send them out. I think it's
5 minute
sessions.
Yeah.
So I'm not mistaken.
I stand corrected. This GoFundMe page has been going for 3 days.
3 days. Okay.
I just heard about it a day and a half ago.
Yeah. I seen it yesterday. So.
And want to thank our informant for that, for letting us know.
Yes.
Yeah.
We got an informant.
Inside guy.
We can't tell you.
Inside guy.
Yep. We got an inside guy.
We have to stay silent on
is
that.
Is there any
nope.
All right. Phone tapping going on? Is that
nope.
No, that's
nope.
Not.
Nope.
None of that?
Nope.
Okay.
Nope. Want to thank our informant. Thank you very much.
Cool. It's always good to have an informant.
Oh, we have ears and eyes everywhere.
Even when we don't want them. We got ears and eyes everywhere.
Hey, that's the truth, right?
That's a serious truth.
Sometimes you hear crap. You don't even want to. Hey, let's not even talk about that right now. Sheesh.
Hey, did you hear about this? Yeah, I was going, hey, Kerry, you hear about this? Yeah, forget it.
Yeah.
But you got to take all the bad with a few of the good.
Right. So. Right. Oh, well. Yep. Hey, also, before we don't get to it, let's talk about sponsors. And, you know, the sponsors, of course, we'll touch on. Because that's what keeps the racers going. That's what keeps teams going. And, of course, you can always call in, too, and let's talk about your team, your sponsors, and all that.
702-486-5-4699.
Yeah.
702-485-4699.
He said it.
You're just, like, trying to get into first still after.
I am. I'm coasting right now. I'm not even in any gear.
Yeah. Hey, you're looking for Matco Tools. You're looking for the Matco Tool authorized supplier out here, distributor Tommy Cola. He's here in Las Vegas. Phone number 702-635-0031. That's Tommy Cola and Matco Tools. He will come to you with his truck, 702-635-0031. Looking for engine parts? Need to go to Roadrunner Engine Parts and go ask for Ken Watson. That's Ken at RoadrunnerEngineParts.com. He's at 71 North Pecos Road, Suite 109 in Las Vegas. Or if you want to give him a call, see if he's got what you need. That's 702-333-0123 and ask for Ken Watson. That's 702-333-0123. That's Roadrunner Engine Parts. Looking to have some powder coating done, some sandblasting? Go ask for Eddie and Dylan Saxton, Electrostatic Painting Incorporated. They're located on 8745 Lindell Road, and you can get a hold of them at 702-873-0810. That's 702-873-0810. Looking for a fine photographer? Duo Street Publishing, Rob Street Racing. That's Rob Street, staff photographer. And you can contact him at 702-862-6042. Look up Rob Street on Facebook. He's got some videos, a lot of pictures up there. Fantastic photographer. Don't want to forget about Best Muffler. Daniel at Best Muffler, thanks for everything that he does. And Pickart Radiator, Phil and Jim. Just the season, looking at 80 degrees Saturday and Sunday.
Yes. Oh, my God.
You got to ask yourself, have you flushed your radiator in 2 to 3 years? Okay? It is time.
You're supposed to flush those things?
Oh, Jesus. Mikey, come on. Yep. Do yourself a favor. Take your car down to Pickart Radiator. Let Phil and Jim look it over. Get that radiator flushed out. Hey, you can even get your AC tested. All right? Have them look at that AC. You turn that AC on this weekend, and it isn't blowing as cold as it used to. Do yourself a favor. Might not be a problem at all. Might be a little low on the juice. So let Phil and Jim check it out at Pickart Radiator. He'll keep your engine running cool and keep you cool inside your car. Want to thank Reliable Banner, Mike, Sign and Supply and Printing. It's www.rbprints.com. RBprints.com. They're just not banners. You're opening up a business. You're looking for business cards, letterheads, envelopes. whatever. When it comes to printing, they have professional graphic artists on staff. That's Reliable Banner at rbprints.com. I want to thank Anthony at Campout. Campout. We were there again this weekend.
No way.
They got everything for RVs. If they don't have it in store, they can order it and get it for you. Not only do they have everything for your RV, they got trailers. They got caps. They got camper caps. They got RVs. You name it, they got it. Any size of trailer, if it's not in stock, they'll get it for you.
Wow.
Or it's not being built. And yes, he also builds custom trailers. So that's Anthony at Campout. And Steve, cannot thank Steve Burke enough at Nevada Pick Apart, two locations, one up on Craig and Lamb, the other down here in Henderson on Boulder and Foster. Nevada Pick Apart, bring your tools, pay him a dollar, go out, get your part, bring it up to the store, up to the counter, pay for it. You'll probably save yourself a ton of money than going to a part store or going to a dealership. That's Nevada Pick Apart. Thank you very much.
There's still parts available, believe it or not, at the Pick Apart. Huh? Old cars there still?
Yep.
Man, it's amazing how, like, you walk through there. I don't know if it's been a while since I've actually walked around there up until not that long ago. And before that, there was a long stint in between. I can't believe how much some of the cars have changed. Like the ones that you used to see, a lot of the Camaros and things like that, the early 70s Camaros are, they're just not there anymore. You see like the late 80s and stuff like that, the different types, but the older, the Chevelles and things like that.
The 60s and 70s stuff, they're grabbing those up left and right. There's, individual parts dealers, you can get that stuff on the internet, but still the same.
Getting harder and harder.
That's what, we're fortunate to have two locations with Nevada Pick Apart. If you don't find it at one, you're sure as heck going to find it at the other.
Right.
Because he's got some acreage that he has all these cars
one
on them.
Hell of a Ford section, let me tell you. I'm just kidding, Gary. That's somebody I like to see back out there, Steve. I mean, it's been a long time, but I don't think we'll ever see him back on the track, or at least
Steve
unforeseen.
Steve got a lot going on with those two junkies. he's got a lot going on.
Yeah, he does. So. But, oh well.
Yep, Nevada Pick Apart.
Yep, they'll take care of you for sure.
They will, most definitely.
Of course, the mic at Reliable Banners, they do all the banners you see when you guys do touch a truck or when we have the barbecues and things like that.
The picnics.
Picnics and things like that. Mike at Reliable Banner
takes care of all that.
And not just banners.
Yeah.
They're a full print. It's a print shop.
Do they? What else they do there? They do print stuff too.
Signs. They do printing.
And they're easy to get to. They're right there by the North Las Vegas Airport. If you're wondering where they're at, they're Decatur and
Smoke Ranch,
right
on the corner,
right at that location. So check it out. What else we got? What else is going on? Of course, that next weekend was the pre-registration and the open practice. The weekend after that is the actual opening weekend at LCMS Bullring, the 25th. Can you believe that? It's this month. It's here.
It's on us.
That means there's only a couple of weekends left to work on your stuff, man.
It's here.
Yes.
it always goes quick.
I know.
We wrap it up September, and the next thing we know, it's March.
I can't believe it's March, to be honest with you.
And say the holidays roll in, and the parties, and the family, and hey, you know what? It is what it is. That's all. The cold weather rolls in. Then you set the clock back.
Well, that's this weekend, too, actually.
Yes, this weekend.
Sunday. Is it really? Spring forward?
Mm-hmm. Sunday.
Oh. Spring forward. We lose an hour.
Is it?
But.
Oh, boy.
Saturday, if you plan on going to Havasu, there's still an
still
hour.
Still a time change.
Yes.
That's a good point.
An hour ahead.
And I didn't see. Do you know if that's an evening or a 2 o'clock race? Do you know any?
Don't know.
Lucas Oil Modified.
Yeah. I'll have to take a look. We'll have to.
I would think it was still Gary at 2 o'clock.
Can you take a trip into the World Wide Web?
Yes.
And check it out.
I will do that.
We'll find out. So
anything for you, Mikey. I'll get right on it.
Another thing coming up that's right around the corner that's going to be here before you know it is Touch a Truck.
Yeah.
That is
right.
April 29th, behind New Orleans.
Yep. Family to family connections.
Oh, man. That's
yep.
going to be a fun time, as it usually is.
To answer your question, gates open at 4 p.m. Racing starts at 6 p.m.
6 p.m. So evening.
Okay.
So if you're coming from Vegas,
that's,
give
that's
yourself an extra
that's
hour.
That's Arizona time.
Yep. Make sure you leave a little an hour earlier if you're trying to catch the race and have a see.
Yep, that's a Lucas Oil Modifieds. So April 29th,
Touch a truck.
That's a Saturday.
Did they update?
What?
Send you on another mission.
Oh.
Did they update their website yet?
No.
Not yet.
I checked.
Oh, you
yet.
Checked. Okay.
I checked it yesterday.
Okay.
It is.
My mission is over.
Oh, your mission.
Thanks, Jess.
Has not been updated. So that's why we're letting everybody know here. April 29th. It's a Saturday. Okay. Starts at 10 o'clock. 2 hours horn free. All the money that you donate at the gate to bring your kids in or just bring yourself in stays here in Vegas with family to family connections. And it's a people who do early childhood classes. The money stays here. 100% of the money stays right here in Vegas. And they also have a new outlet in Henderson. You can bring your kids out, bring anybody, bring yourself out, and knowing that your money is going to a good cause, come on out and check up front. You know, the trucks, everything that is out. There's we're going to have our cars out there, JC Motorsports. The trucks that are out there. If you have kids, they get to climb in them after the first 2 hours around 12 o'clock. There's 2 hours of horns free. They have food trucks out there. They have the shark tank with this live shark in it. They have SWAT out there. They have the canine. They have the jaws of life out there. They do demonstrations on wrecked cars. The fire department's out there. Every truck that you see on the streets is going to be behind the Orleans in
Absolutely.
The back parking lot. They got the hook and ladder, the pumpers out there. Flatbeds, a balloon, flight for life helicopter, tree trucks, cement trucks, garbage trucks, you name it. If you see it on the street, we can guarantee
it's going to be
represented at Touch a Truck.
Uh-oh. The website is up to date.
Oh,
it is.
They finally
did.
It must have been today.
Yesterday.
Yeah. Cool.
Yep.
I just checked it yesterday.
Glad
you looked it up.
TouchaTruck.com.
Just as it says, TouchaTruck.com.
Yeah.
So it does show the same time, the 10 o'clock.
No. Extended horns free hour is from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m.
9 to 11.
Okay, so
okay.
It's 9 to 11. They changed
2 hours.
Yep. Okay, because we usually roll in there at what? Early in the morning.
Usually around 6 o'clock.
Yeah, 6 o'clock we're there, and wow, we only got 2.5 hours to get set up.
And according to this website, it's from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Okay.
It has in years past been 9 a.m. to
3 p.m. Yeah, that's
yes.
what I thought.
So.
According to their website, I'm right on it right now.
Well, everybody lingers. Usually, we don't get out of there until 4 or 5 o'clock. We're looking for dinner at 5 o'clock. So
looked like they just moved everything earlier.
Yeah,
an hour,
just
started at 9
forward.
And getting done a little bit earlier.
Yep.
And if you go to touchatruck.com, you can buy a ticket on there to get in.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And they usually have it discounted if you buy it in advance online versus buying it at the gate. But regardless, your money. Whether you buy it at the gate or early, it's still, like JJ said, it's 100% of it stays here in town. It goes to the family to family connections.
And we're going to have 4, 5, maybe 6 cars. The spaces that we requested, it's going to be filled up.
As it always is.
Yeah. We're not going to be able to put much of anything else.
Any newbies coming that can sit the kids in and out of the cars?
Yeah.
I mean, you guys got. He already knows.
Coming with 11. Got the modified.
But we already know not to stand there and put kids in and out of the car. So we learned. Kaylee and Ron learned.
No, we got Ron Barker to do that. He loves doing that.
So we.
Any word from them that if they're coming out this year?
Nope. I have
you don't mind me asking.
I have a Facebook message into Kaylee, and I haven't gotten nothing back yet. That was about 2.5 or 3 weeks ago.
Kaylee's slacking.
Yes, she is.
We got all our spaces filled up.
Everything.
Yeah.
Hey,
we're going to be overlapping, I think, into
other spots.
Into other spots this year.
They don't know where to put you guys. They're always confused. Like, okay, you got this many spaces. Where am I putting you guys? And JJ usually marks it out for them. This is where we are.
This is the light pole to this corner.
The helicopter stays over there.
Yeah.
That's true. You usually have it already laid out and planned out. So.
We might be overflowing. There's no space. Nothing left. We might be overflowing into the helicopter area. That's for sure. So,
and didn't they have one of the food trucks there? Was the like a fire truck? That was turned into
firehouse subs.
No,
a pizza oven. I saw that for sale, by the way.
Yeah,
you want to get into that?
They got the Ask a Meyer Wienermobile out there. That's been out there every year, and Gus the school bus. The young kids actually get to go on a school bus.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, they get to pet the canine dog.
A lot of little giveaway things for like the little tiny kids. Of course, you guys always have good. Giveaways
toy for
little kids.
Smiles.
Yep. Trust. Yeah, and that's another thing. Toys for Smiles. I mean, they don't get enough recognition, man. Toys for Smiles. They make. I don't know if you've ever seen
those
their
trucks. All volunteer.
Yep. Yeah, they're all hand.
Yep.
Are they handmade?
Yep.
Donated wood usually.
Correct.
I think.
Yes, all donations. They take all the donations of wood that they can get from everywhere.
And they make these wooden little cars
and trucks
and
dragsters
and buses and
they're cool. All sorts of VWs and cabs. And
it's nice to see something not plastic anymore, right?
Yeah.
And it's nice
and
to see something that's wood.
Solid wood. We love signing them and handing them out.
And you get the volunteers at Toys for Smiles in there making them. I don't know. I think they use veterans and things like that. Different.
All
veterans?
No, all different.
All whatever volunteers, any
all volunteers.
Okay. So they don't get enough recognition there.
LVMS, we usually get magnets with our schedule on it.
We're giving out a couple years ago as magnets.
No.
Okay, 2015. Now we'll try to get some up to date ones.
But it's a fun time, you know. If you're not doing nothing, April 29th. We have never had bad weather then.
I know.
Come on out.
Lucky.
Support local charity, family to family connections. I can't express it enough. You got to come out. If you never come out, grab your grandchildren, grab your nieces, grab your nephews, bring your children. Come on out and support family to family connections.
Oh, yeah.
It's a one-time experience. Each year we meet new kids and new children, and it just seems like we can't do enough, you know, for family to family connections.
Hell, bring your neighbors' kids.
Yeah, you know, ask your neighbors, what are you doing? You see them over
the
fence?
We don't
want
to see them on the Amber Alert, though. So ask first.
Yes. But come on out.
Yeah,
really,
it's a great time out there.
I can't stress it enough. I know some of our listeners are tired of hearing it, but.
I walk around there every time I'm out there, and I always find something cool.
This is near and dear to our heart. Gary's been doing it, I don't know, 9 years now.
This will be the ninth.
Wow. Can you believe that, Gary?
I've been doing it 8 years in JC Motorsports, and
Billy
all
Grasser
our sponsors, support it. So it's important. Come on out.
And you said
Billy turned me on to it.
Now, how many years did he do it before?
The same. We did it
together.
Oh, yeah,
but he's
for
the one
first
found
year.
Out about it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. And
cool.
We did it together the first year, and then
we just carried it on.
Yep.
Well, and the first year, where was it at?
At the early.
Oh, no, you did it.
It was
oh, no,
in
no.
a schoolyard.
But
no.
now, not when you guys.
No,
did it the,
our first year
was
at
the
Orleans.
But
yes.
when
but the
family,
very
family
first
connection
year
first
was in
it.
A schoolyard, and they had so much support that they had to find a bigger
That's
arena.
Cool.
Okay, a bigger parking
yeah.
lot to put all these trucks in, you know, Clark County. And
they all stepped up.
Yeah, North Las Vegas, Las Vegas, Henderson, Boulder City, everybody
military
just
involved.
The military is
yeah.
out there with their half track.
Mm-hmm.
It's
cool.
just grown to something tremendous. That's all. It's all you got to come out. If you've never been out, come on out.
Yeah, a few years back, they even had Robosaurus there.
Yes.
The 1 year.
Yeah,
that was cool.
2 years ago. Yeah.
I wish that would I wish
rip
they'd bring
the car
that.
In half.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wish they'd bring that. You know, I know where that's I think I told you it's one the general contractor that I do work for in his building. There's a couple spaces down. The guy that owns it just has it sitting in that space, sitting in his storage, I guess. You want Robosaurus? It was for sale for a while.
I'm surprised
no.
you haven't
no.
bought it.
Nothing.
Hey, we'll just tell you it's a race car and you'll
no.
buy it.
It's sitting
I have a mother-in-law. I don't need Robosaurus.
Put it in your driveway. Imagine
no,
the look on your wife's
driveway
face.
When the mother-in-law comes.
Right. Yeah, man. Can you imagine your wife's face if she saw Robosaurus in your driveway?
It wouldn't fit in the driveway. It'd take up five houses on my block.
That's okay.
Yeah,
I'd love to see the look on your neighbor's faces.
I'd love to see the look of the guy
across the
street
like,
when I rolled up.
With blow fire
I,
on, I can see
I
what
hung,
you're going to do with him.
And I hung that Jaws over
right in his window. Hey, you might as well pick his car up while you're at it.
That would be fun, wouldn't it?
Put, like, your, put its arm right through the garage door.
Grab his car. It takes like a handful of people
you,
to
you
operate
know,
that
You
thing.
Know, you guys are pretty damn mean.
That's, hey, it's the company you keep.
why are you looking at me? Crying out loud.
Well, let's see. Let's count. How many times have you been in an altercation
with
the,
JJ?
The police? The police.
Security?
Or security.
With JJ?
Yeah.
I lost track.
See?
It's just a normal thing every day. I know
right.
it. I
you expect it.
That's right. And when it don't happen, I ask JJ
but
what the problem is.
I think JJ is trying to change the subject. He picked up his gloves,
right.
which
hey.
By choice, he did not put them on himself.
Hey, I have provided him with gloves when he comes to work here.
That might be a bad thing. Cause
I don't care if they're gardening gloves or welding gloves. You have gloves to protect your precious hands.
And there would be no trace of fingerprints. So they could go both ways, Gary. You better watch out. He might use them gloves.
Hey, I'm doing what his wife asked me to do. Now, if he don't do it, that's his.
It's on him.
But he'll still blame it on me, so I'm ready.
Well, we all blame it on you anyway.
That's right.
It's Gary's fault.
I got
hey,
big shoulders.
Any word?
You don't worry about security at police.
Right?
You worry about, he worries about the wife. The security.
Yeah, that's the main, yeah. That's...
Okay, he can deal with when he's with me.
Right.
He worries about my wife.
That's the smart thing. He's a smart man.
Yeah, because yeah. she's the bank.
Right?
You got to worry about her.
She pays the credit card bills. That's messed up. Oh, well. Any word on the street?
What's messed up about it?
Really is here. Well, it's messed up for him, not for you. So, any word on the street? Racing? What's any things, different teams you've heard out there? Kaylee, is she racing modifieds this year? Or I know you haven't heard from them in a... She's a stranger of the show nowadays.
Yes,
but.
She is.
Well, Mark Allison has got a new modified. He's going to be running in the Lucas Oil
this,
down in Havasu
this weekend.
On the 11th
yep,
this
he,
weekend.
He waited. So that's going to be interesting to see how he does.
Vinny Rucci Jr., they went while the car
dirt,
was
dirt
still
racing.
Here. They didn't go.
Oh.
They went and tested the car down there in Texas. They recently
did,
come back.
Do you know if
they, they're going to do traveling.
Do you know if they made it down there and actually... Race down in
I don't
Texas?
Think they raced, but they did.
They
just
milk. They went and walked. Okay.
Yeah.
That's what I got.
Cool. course, you can always go to the BomberNation.com website, click on the message board link up at the top, and check it out. There's a lot of things going on there. Things for sale. If you want to put something up for sale to help fund your racing, you can put some up there for sale. So, what's the look on your face?
Gary just thinking of putting me up for sale.
Auction. Yeah, I'm still curious what we'd get for auction.
Either I'll be on that, or it'll put me on Craigslist under free stuff.
Free stuff.
Just take them.
Yeah, they'd be like cats for free, dogs for free, and then JJ
for free.
Yeah, teammate.
I don't think I could give him away.
Yeah, all the cats and dogs would be gone. He'll still be there. 30-day old pace.
Month after month after month.
We don't know what a JJ is. So yeah, we're not going to take you.
We don't want it.
Comes with his own security.
Right. We don't want a JJ.
Chasing him.
Yay, yay. Anything else? We got the truck, semi-truck show coming up on April 22nd also. The big rigs. If you haven't been out...
The week before Touch a Truck.
Yep, absolutely. If you haven't been to the racetrack, period, you should come out. But if you haven't been to the racetrack and seen semis race on a 3/8-mile short track, then you got to come out April 22nd.
Hensworth, Peterbilt.
Oh, man. Them
Max,
guys put on a show.
Old Max. Okay.
Bring a towel to cover your face. But besides that, because they pump out some black smoke.
It's wild racing, man. These rigs, man, they haul. They haul ass.
Well, I'm curious. Every year, I think they progress in, because a lot of the guys make their own suspension and crap like that. They make these things.
They got that right rear, right front wheel laying over. I mean, like it's
five
on the side the wall,
right? Five inches or 5 feet. Or whatever,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but it's cool. A wild show, and they got a truck show going on too.
Right.
And you know, last year that the guy that won that. He tried to do a donut on the
track.
Right. I was like, man, how are you going to get that thing turned around?
What he did do was put out a lot of black smoke. So he accomplished something. Yeah, that's true. Jay, the semi-truck show also on that same day, earlier in the day, you got the a entry fee. If you want to enter your truck, it's $3,000 for first place. If you win, it's $30 entry. Easy money if you got a nice rig.
Yeah, you got a nice rig, man. You can make some money with that, with $3,000 win, and then the pickup trucks are...
Right, $20 for entry. If you have a pickup truck, you get $600 for first place, $300 for second, and $100 for third.
Man, so that's, 3, 2, 1.
I would imagine there's going to be
$600 alone for that.
Yeah. Nice trucks out there.
Looking forward to that show.
Yeah, you know, and some of those semis, man, they're beautiful. I don't know who the judges are or how they're going to judge them, but it should be interesting. Should be fun. So you want to go out there. That's April 22nd. You can always go to lvms.com and check it out. Click on the bullring link. Look at the schedule. You'll find it all on there. And
after you go watch the rigs, then come out April 29th to Touch a Truck.
Yep.
You know, we're not racing that night.
Right.
No racing that night. You got nothing to do.
Relax.
But
bring the kids.
Come to Orleans and support Family to Family Connections.
The weather's going to be nice. Look how the weather's going to be this week. 80s for 80. What, a week
Saturday
straight?
Saturday and Sunday. It's starting Friday.
Oh, my gosh.
They're talking 70 tomorrow.
Yep. So. Oh, yeah. It was beautiful today.
Beautiful weekend. Great race weekend. Outlaws Thursday, Friday. X-Infinity Saturday. Monster Cup Sunday. You want to head to Havasu, Lucas Oil Modifieds, or you can go Saturday on the 11th down to Perump for the Storm and Norman IMSA Mod Dirt Mod race down there.
We'll make it down to Havasu. Hey, great week of racing. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next Tuesday at onworldsnow.com at 6 p.m. See you next week.
Have a good night.
Thanks for listening.